Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
This is about as uncomfortable as you'll see me as we have this conversation, because I can't even say the word correctly and Raven keeps correcting me. Boudoir.
No.
Boudoir. Yeah. Boudoir.
It's one of those. It's boudoir. Thank you. It's one of those words that Anna, she says it differently every time that she says it, but she keeps swinging. That's one of the fun things about working together.
Valentine's Day is coming up. And it's been in my circle of friends. There's been a lot of conversation because a lot of people are getting these professional photos done for their significant others for Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. So I had to gather Raven, producer John, and producer Sean here to have a conversation because we've been having a disagreement amongst each other, my girlfriends, about do the guys even want these? Mm. I've been married for 18 years. Paul met me when I was 19 years old.
Yeah.
He has probably no interest. First of all, I would think like he would rather want a new tool.
Right. So like a Home Depot gift card.
A Home Depot gift card.
Yeah, like a $100 Home Depot gift card instead of like, you know, this naughty photo of you.
Exactly. Like a photo like he would just be like, what do you like? No, like that's fine. You know, like I'm good. Like I saw you give birth to both my children. Like I'm fine, babe. Like I've really been wanting this leaf blower now for a year that you say we don't have money for. But the girls have been talking about it because I guess there's this girl that has like that a really good reputation of doing them very classy in the area.
Okay.
And it comes at a pretty high price tag.
There's no boudoir package that doesn't include the word tasteful and classy out there, by the way. That exists.
Just say it, man. Just say it. Look at you. You're having such a hard time.
I'm uncomfortable with these things.
There's a photographer that one of your friends is talking to and she wants to do these sexy photos. Your friend does.
Uh-huh.
And so now she's talking to all of you about getting these photos done and you're, you know.
Because if three people do it, we get 10% off.
Right.
Okay.
So that's the thing that's really the conundrum here. Tasty and classful.
Never going to do it. Never in a million years going to do it.
It should be said, it's not all three of you doing it at the same time.
No.
This is individually, right?
I'm just saying, I will take the third
spot.
Different
photo
shoot. Oh, Sean. Sean
I will do it.
Yeah. Sean would like to be part of the photos. He would like to have the photos taken of them.
You want to take the photos or you want to be in the photos?
Well, I'll do it for my girl.
He wants to be the suggestive person posing.
My question is just what's the thing that freaks you out so much about it? What is the thing that says to you no?
It's not for me. Like, okay. I don't think that pictures like that of me should exist anywhere. Yeah. In my camera reel and the internet, in the world.
I think that some people feel like, you know, you want to capture that moment in time when you still got it.
No,
right? I understand. When you look great.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those people. But here's the bigger question that I have. Do you even want that? If your significant other presented you with these photos on Valentine's Day, would you be like, oh, that's so nice? Or would you be like, babe, I've been asking for a leaf blower for 3 years.
Right.
Producer Sean, what do you think?
I would love it. Because I also think it's kind of like a catalog. It's like, yeah, wear that next time. That looks great.
Oh, boy.
Let's do that.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
All right.
I don't know. I think it's endearing. I think it's a nice thing to do.
All right. Producer John.
Yeah, I mean, are we talking about, like, me now? Like, single again and dating people?
No, if you're in a relationship.
You're not taking the photos.
But that's what I'm saying.
Like, somebody presents you with the book, right?
It's just two very different phases of life that you receive this at. But, I mean, you know, short answer is yes. Yes, I think it's great.
Yeah.
Raven?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I always tell you, be careful when you pick up my phone. There's photos in my phone right now, all right? So, I mean, you know, I think that would be great. I don't know how much you're thumbing through them later on, but, you
the
know.
The look on Anna's face right now, the look of disgust.
The actual photos in there.
The real but, high you know, five, by the way, but the look of disgust.
I don't ever want to touch your phone again.
I told you to be careful with my phone. I tell you every time.
I think your biggest issue here, Anna, is you're also asking three men. How they feel about this.
But, no, but you want to know what? I don't think I'm alone. Let's do five calls says it all. 1-800-330-9999. Would you even want this as a Valentine's Day gift? What do you think? One of the hottest gifts for Valentine's Day this year is people getting boudoir photos for their significant other.
It's intimate. It's private. I mean, it's something to keep. I think it's a great idea.
I don't know. I think most people don't even want to receive this as a gift. They're like, what? I would like a gift card. 1-800-330-9999. Five calls says it all. What do you think?
Absolutely. I actually did it for my husband for our wedding day. And not only, I think, is it for the guy just to be, you know, cute and something special in your relationship, but I think it's also important for the woman, and it gives them a sense of confidence, and I think it's a great gift.
The wedding day is a good one.
That is a
right?
good idea.
Because then you could always remember that one.
Right.
I've only been married to my wife three times, so it looks like now I'll have to do it a fourth.
Chris, boudoir photos. Would your significant other like it?
Yes, he's been begging me to do it for years, and I didn't feel good about myself, so I wouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. But now I've lost 30 pounds, and I would consider doing it.
Mm, do it, girl. Now's the time, right? You know, capture that moment. You're feeling good about yourself. I would definitely do it. Good for you.
I like that you're doing it for yourself. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Up on the bed.
Up on the above the bed.
Okay, that's more detail than we need. But all right.
Rob, Five Calls says it all. If your significant other gave you a book of sexy photos of her, the boudoir shots, would you want that or would you rather get a different gift instead?
Like a $100 gift card to your favorite store.
No, I do not want that book. First of all, I think it's weird. All I can think about is that she went out and got it made. That someone photographed it, that there's some creep at the printers who was like, oh, look at this. The amount of eyeballs that went through before it got to me, no thank you.
Wow.
Well, I don't think she's printing it at Walgreens in the Photoshop.
I mean, the photographer isn't doing it in a back dark room. He's right. It goes somewhere.
Well, yeah, you're only making a lot of assumptions.
Most photographers I know, they use Costco.
Really?
They say it's the best photo house for developing, and it's cheaper. It's going to go to Staples or somewhere.
Oh, my gosh. That's humiliating. You didn't think?
What did you think? It was like a movie? She goes in the back and develops them like old school?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, I would think that there's like some more private, like someplace that you do it yourself.
No.
You don't know that for sure. We have to find out for sure. Mark, would you like it if your significant other made you one of those boudoir pictures?
No. What am I going to do with it? The kids are in the house. Like, I don't know. I would rather she just get dressed up for me. You know, instead of spending money on something like that, just for me, nah, I'm good.
I mean, I think that's the part that is appealing is that, like, it's a moment in time. So you'll always have that. And remember how wonderful we were when everything else goes to gravity. Well, on the other hand, he's got a point, though. Where do you put that thing?
Well, that's like the biggest one. I'm like, God forbid your kid ever sees it. How embarrassed are you?
You got to put it. I had a friend and we found it wasn't him or his mom, though. It was his stepdad, and he was not a popular guy in the neighborhood, and it was not a flattering photo.
Of a stepdad?
I swear to God.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Oh.
It's funny. I had forgotten about that.
That's a different conversation for another time.
Not a professional photo. They didn't have the proper lights and angles. Keep in mind, this was the late 80s.
All right. This is going in a much different direction.
I still remember. Mike, Five Calls says it all. Boudoir photos. You want them? You don't want them?
No, I would love the photos. Yes. Hands down. Okay. Hands down.
All right.
Yes. I don't know. It's something about seeing your partner in like the most sensual spaces and like expressing her, you know, her beauty and femininity is like, it's a sight to behold. I'll say it that way.
See?
He's going to hang up and call his lady right now.
Right.
I am. I was just thinking about it. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I was like, babe, right, no, I got an idea for Valentine's Day.
Right. Yeah. You drifted off in the middle of that sentence. I know.
I just think that there's some people that are really into it and some that are very much not. And I think we're seeing that with the calls.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.